In the day's other headlines, President Biden got an up-close look at the ravages of storms that have swept California. The president and California Governor Gavin Newsom toured the seaside town of Capitola, one of the areas south of San Francisco that was hardest hit by so-called atmospheric rivers. The Federal Emergency Management Agency now estimates the storms caused at least several hundred million dollars in damage. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky issued an urgent appeal to Western nations today for tanks and air defense systems. He addressed a meeting at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland via video link and said Ukraine needs tanks to take the fight to the Russians.
We can't get there to get the enemy. This requires a specific weapon. There is a list of countries that have it, and there is a specific list from us of what we need. Want to help? Help. No dialogue, just help.
Zelensky spoke as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Germany's new defense minister in Berlin. The two allies are pressing each other to supply tanks to Ukraine. In France, more than a million people took to the streets, blasting plans to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. Striking workers and other protesters held largely peaceful rallies nationwide, but police in Paris fired tear gas after some in the crowd threw objects at them. French President Emmanuel Macron responded from a meeting in Barcelona, Spain, and vowed to proceed with the pension age change.
In countries where people live even longer and where we have strong welfare systems, when there are fewer and fewer people who are economically active and more who are retired, this reform needs to be carried out if you want the pact between generations to be fair.
The French government says the change would also bring billions in additional pension contributions as workers pay into the system longer. Back in this country, Harvard University reversed itself and announced it will offer a fellowship to Kenneth Roth, former head of Human Rights Watch. Roth accepted an offer last year, but then the dean of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government rejected it. Roth said he believed his criticism of Israel was the reason. Today, the dean, Douglas Elmendorf, said his initial decision was an error. On Wall Street, stocks gave more ground on disappointing data from the housing industry and manufacturing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 252 points to close at 33,044. The Nasdaq fell 104 points, or 1%. The S&P 500 slipped 30 points. And there's word that David Crosby, a major figure in rock music in the 1960s and 70s, has died. He was a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who co-founded two legendary bands, The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Here he is with that second group performing Teach Your Children.
Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would buy, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Crosby battled drug and alcohol addiction for years, but was twice inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame. David Crosby was 81 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, why New Zealand's prime minister is stepping down after becoming a global symbol of female leadership. Actor Alec Baldwin faces charges for a fatal shooting on a movie set. Director Sarah Pauly discusses the making of her new film, Women Talking, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.